The effects of 9/11 are still being felt today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carla Vermeulen, assistant professor of psychology at SUNY New Paltz, determines how the tragedy changed perceptions for generations.
In the wake of the 20th anniversary of the attacks of September 11, 2001, it's worth noting that many current emerging adults, ages 18 to 29, have no direct memories of that day. However, the attacks and all of the subsequent societal changes shape the broader environment they grew up in, and for many, those societal conditions have generated concerns about themselves and their communities experiencing additional disasters. I conducted a 1,000-person national survey of emerging adults, which was statistically representative in terms of gender and racial ethnic breakdown, and I included a large proportion of people who had not attended college, as that group is often left out of research. Among my findings, 30% of the participants said they were very or extremely concerned that they'll be affected by a natural disaster, and 36% said they were very or extremely concerned that they'll be affected by a human-caused disaster, like a terrorist attack or mass shooting. 46% said they were very or extremely concerned that they'll be affected by climate change. Overall, only about 1 in 5 respondents were not at all concerned about these different threats impacting them or their community, suggesting this is a population with a high level of stress about future disasters. Additionally, 81% agreed that disasters and accidents can happen to anyone, and the same percentage agreed that people should help each other out in times of need. However, only 26% agreed that the world is generally safe, and just 23% agreed that the world is generally fair. Taken together, these findings suggest a generation of emerging adults who are deeply concerned about threats like school shootings and climate change, with low expectations for safety or fairness. While disheartening, these are perhaps rational reactions to the unsettled post-9/11 world they grew up in.
That was Carla Vermeulen of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.